Welcome to the Essays and Poetry of Kirk G. Blydenburg, an unapologetically free spirit, a survivor, an explorer, a seeker and seer, a serious poet, beloved teacher, mentor, brother, husband, friend, and my father. The original manuscript for this book was stolen from my father's classroom desk at Tisbury School on Martha's Vineyard in late 1970, where he taught 7th and 8th grade English and social studies. I have had the privilege of painstakingly recreating that manuscript from my father's notes, rough drafts, 54-year-old typed parchments, scribbles on paper scraps, and newspaper clippings of his award-winning writing.
I have taken no privilege with the content and have left it as he wrote it, despite correcting a few typos. He made few mistakes.
Kirk was a lifelong New Englander, born the 6th of September 1938 to a paternal family long part of Scottish Rite Masonry. His father was a 33rd degree Sovereign Grand Inspector General and a cruel bully. When his father divorced his mother, he and his younger brother were sent into state custody and eventually to Father Edward Slavin's Boys Town for troubled boys in Milford, CT. The boys apparently did not fit into their father's lifestyle. They were only 5 and 2 when their father abandoned them. The boys' visitors were few and far between. The hypocrisy of this man's act is mind-blowing, considering Masons claim that they do not have selfish interest. All they do, say, and think is for the welfare of others, and all his actions have as their basic energy the power of love. The boys grew up in a living hell. Kirk eventually ran away from Boys Town, or whichever last home he was left in, supposedly taking off with the circus for a short stint before doctoring his age on his paperwork and joining the U.S. Army. While overseas, he was caught after going AWOL, having stolen an army jeep to attend a tulip festival in Holland. His true age was then discovered, and he was shipped back home. Within weeks, he was quickly expelled from Hall High School for fighting not only his peers, but also teachers and shooting craps in the hallway corners. With no place to go and nothing to lose, he decided to travel cross-country to the Pacific with no more than what he could carry, on foot. He became a prolific writer during this time, and we will start this collection with his own autobiographical essays, followed by his poetry. He will introduce himself, free, rebellious, resilient, tenacious, passionate, tender, curious, stubborn, possessing genius-level intelligence, and reverent. I hope his tales will inspire you to know that we can overcome the hand we are dealt, no matter how grim or unsupported. We must believe in ourselves and the endless love of God and respond to the people and opportunities Jesus puts in our path to help us along the way. It's up to us.